About 300 U.S. soldiers and sailors and Air Force personnel have set up camp in central Paraguay. It's part of a four-month training exercise known as Guarani Springs, the largest sustained U.S. military presence that region of South America has seen in years. And it comes at a time of growing American concern about Paraguay's connections with the drug war that's raging in Colombia. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Asunción, Paraguay.
We're from the U.S. government, and we're here to pull your teeth. That's essentially the message of Operation Guarani Springs, an Army, Navy, Air Force task force that's operating here in central Paraguay. The Americans have deployed military medical units to country schoolhouses such as this one to offer free health care. The Paraguayan campesinos walk for miles and line up by the hundreds for the service. And most of them are here to have their decayed teeth removed. Hundreds of teeth per day are pulled, the bloody remains tossed into a cardboard box on the floor, as a dentist clad in camouflage wrestles four more front teeth from the mouth of a 13-year-old girl. Sergeant Bob Whalen, a nurse from St. Louis, says he's amazed by the Paraguayan stoicism.
Strange people in these strange uniforms coming up, hanging over them, and they just look at you with their big brown eyes and open their mouth and get, you know, the injection of local anesthetic, and they'll sit right there while you pull your teeth. And then just nod their head, say thank you, and they'll get on their way.
The Americans' presence here in this poor, isolated part of South America has been very popular, at least with the locals. After all, this is a charm offensive. These troops are here to build schools and country clinics. But there have been some misgivings. Farmer Timoteo Morel says his neighbors can't help wondering what it is the Yankees are really up to.
Está diciendo que está dando remedio.
People say they're giving us medications to make men no good with women, Morel says. His wife says it might be an American birth control plan.
As far as rumors go, that's a pretty minor one, which is good.
It's Public Affairs Officer Donald Kerr's job to quell fears like this, some of which have made it into Paraguayan newspapers.
The biggest one that seems most unbelievable is the whole espionage thing, you know. Or I even heard when I first came here that we were setting up a satellite site for the ballistic missile defense system. So, you know, everything from that to, you know, helping out with the drug trafficking and or the prevention of the drug trafficking.
But the idea that the Americans are here to keep tabs on drug trafficking is more plausible than the rumors about impotence drugs. The U.S. has stepped up its military presence throughout South America, primarily in the form of reconnaissance and training of local militaries in the drug-producing Andean states. The fact that the Americans now have a large and lengthy military operation as far south as Paraguay has set off alarm bells. This is especially true in neighboring Brazil, which is traditionally hostile to the sight of U.S. military uniforms in South America, a sensitivity that's heightened by the current American anti-narcotics effort in Colombia. At the Americans' camp, mysterious antennas and off-limits air-conditioned tents have done little to dampen locals' suspicions. This site is located on the edge of the Chaco, Paraguay's unmonitored western frontier, which is half the size of California and is a prime aerial expressway for drugs and guns being smuggled between the Andes and Brazil. Still, the U.S. military insists that this camp is not part of the anti-narcotics effort. Lieutenant Mike Rademacher works in the off-limit communications tent. When asked whether he's in touch with U.S. drug enforcement agents, he answers this way.
No, none that I know of. We don't have daily contact with anybody like that.
While there's no direct evidence that this particular military exercise is connected to the drug war, its mere presence apparently has caused a reduction in the number of drug smuggling flights across Paraguayan territory. That's according to Colonel Hugo Ibarra, head of Paraguay's anti-narcotics program. He says smugglers seem worried about the possibility of being tracked by the American camp.
Tenemos la idea, y creo que con mucha razón.
People have the impression, and I think it's justified, that an American contingent comes well equipped. And since they're using helicopters a lot and traveling by air, people imagine they have the means to confront any criminal element in that zone.
But Ibarra says the intimidation caused by the presence of a temporary U.S. military camp is not enough to rein in the drug smuggling long term. He says Paraguay needs more U.S. help.
Precisamente somos un país
We are a country that's prone to the drug traffickers' operations because they know we don't have the means necessary to combat them efficiently. They seek out the countries with the most modest means, and there they find fertile ground.
Over the past decade, the U.S. has built an aggressive drug interdiction system around the northern portion of South America, an effort that made headlines last month when the Peruvian Air Force, working with the CIA, shot down a plane carrying American missionaries, apparently by mistake. But the southern flank of the drug-producing region is less well protected. In fact, in Paraguay, there isn't a single radar system, not even at the international airport. Colonel Elio Flores is a Paraguayan officer with extensive anti-narcotics experience. I served in the Chaco region for many years, Flores says, and there's a lot of air traffic out there, narco traffickers. Flores says the drug planes fly through unchallenged, using ranches as refueling depots. This traffic used to attract little attention in Washington, since the cocaine was destined primarily for Brazil and Europe. But now there's evidence that some of the Colombian cocaine moving through Paraguay is being exported by the leftist Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, and that guns are being smuggled the other way. U.S. diplomatic sources say the embassy in Asunción is now recommending that Paraguay be included in the American anti-drugs offensive known as Plan Colombia, if not in name, then at least with increased aid. Still, the official U.S. line on the current military presence in Paraguay is that it has nothing to do with drug trafficking. But Paraguayan political scientist Victor Jacinto Flecha says these exercises will smooth the way for future U.S. involvement, something he believes is inevitable.
Yo lamento, como paraguayo,
as a Paraguayan, I regret the fact that we're so incapable of running our country that we're now subject to control from outside. I also recognize that this Paraguayan failure has made the country dangerous to other states, and I regret that too.
The U.S. is already stepping up other forms of anti-narcotics assistance in Paraguay. The Drug Enforcement Agency recently doubled the size of its office here, and U.S. Special Forces now train Paraguayans in anti-narcotics techniques. The Paraguayans say they'd also like to get a new radar system from the Americans, but that request may fall on deaf ears. There was once a sophisticated radar in the Chaco, but the Paraguayan military gutted the system, presumably as a result of drug traffickers' influence inside the ranks. U.S. diplomatic sources say that until Paraguayan authorities are deemed more trustworthy, building a new radar is pointless. Martin Casti, NPR News, Asunción, Paraguay.